Trendy is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, must be 21 years or older. So welcome back to another edition of Trendy presented by Omaha, the show where we like to explore the best ways to wager for casual cappers. And back with us to really get into the NBA playoffs is the kid from Kansas City himself, Mark Gunnels. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well, man. It's the best time of year for basketball. NBA playoffs right around the corner. Got the play-in. Let's get it, man.
Let's get it for sure. It's wild to finally see games where we know people are going to be trying, right? Like, I have made quite a bit of money in offline and on the show, just basically looking for effort disparity. Like, the Spurs have been just killing it for me, right? Like, Wemby comes in, he's delivering way over what people would expect for him, and he's playing against guys who aren't going after it. And by the time they realized they need to, they couldn't cover. Like, they were 15-point dogs, 16-point dogs, and they were just constantly in these, like, nail-biting fourth-quarter games. And so we don't get that anymore because we assume everybody's giving full effort at all times. Do you think that makes it easier or harder to handicap?
I think it makes it easier.
Yeah, me too.
Now you get both teams theoretically at their best, right? So it's a better way to measure. You know, you can look at more of the analytics, the numbers, and – you know, look at last year's playoff success and things like that to really kind of dive into it and really, okay, I know for sure this guy's going to play almost 40 minutes, right? Like, there's going to be no low management or, you know, guys playing half-hearted and letting other guys trying to eat. So the stars are going to be the stars, right? And then the role players, they're going to have their moments as well, too.
I agree with this take. And so, like, this is the one of the most fun times to handicap, which is the first round of the playoffs, because you are going to still see some disparity. There's so many player props to play. You have to, like, start factoring in, like, oh, are we going to get playoff Jimmy? Like, are we getting playoff P? Like, are we getting all these guys who, like to show out in April and May? And are they going to continue trends that you couldn't really watch in the regular season, but you had to look over at a postseason? And so I think the number one club in that particular realm is your very own Los Angeles Lakers. Like, not exactly a normal 8 seed entering the play-in. How are you feeling about Lakers going into Tuesday night's action?
I feel pretty good. And, you know, obviously there's a big conversation of, should the Lakers lose on purpose Tuesday to avoid the Nuggets and then take that risk of the second play-in game where you play the winner of the Warriors Kings? That is ridiculous.
That is so insane. Who's on the other side of this argument? Like, I want to chat with them. I want to make sure they're okay.
There's people out there. There's people. You'll be surprised. There's a lot of people out there that are saying that because, and here's my thing. This is when you want the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Because if you're gonna play them anyway, I think you're going to have to play them anyway to get to the finals. So why play them in the conference finals after you play two rounds and more wear and tear on LeBron and AD when you can play them in the first round where theoretically they're at the freshest they're going to be in the playoffs? And not to mention, Toby, in the first round, you get 2 days off in between games. In the conference finals, you only get 1 day off. So I think that definitely benefits an old guy like LeBron James. So, and all these games have been close. We always talked about it, right? Like, it's not like the Nuggets are just blowing the Lakers out. Every game is close into the fourth quarter, and then they make a couple crazy shots, and they execute better at their end. But this is not an unbeatable team.
Yeah, and why, like, you're already talking about age and rest and things like that. Why the F would you want to play on Friday and basically see game one to the Nuggets – or not the Nuggets, or to the Thunder, like, right away? Like, if we're going to talk about old men and rest, like, you want to take care of business Tuesday and get 3 days off before you have to take the Nuggets on, instead of, like, having to turn right around and play the Thunder after trying to, like, knock Steph or this young Kings team off of their perch. Like, that's, I don't understand. It's nuts. It's like, you just assume that this is some sort of video game where if at halftime of the second game it's not going well, you can just hit reset until you get the result you want. Like, this is not. You have to win on Tuesday night. Tuesday night is when you need to take care of business.
And not to mention, those two teams that you will be playing against in the second game, you haven't had success against lately. The Warriors have had your number this year, and you haven't beat the Kings in, I feel like, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
So you're playing with fire trying to play that game.
So Lakers are by far the most high-profile team, and I know the Warriors and Sixers are involved with the most high-profile team that's in the play-in. What do you think? Forget the matchup against the Nuggets, all right? Like, I know that's hard at this moment, but the Lakers in their current form and their current situation, you're a fan, so this is biased. Let everybody know whatever you say is not going to be free and clear of all bias.
I'm objective, Toby. Come on.
But in your objective Homer opinion, because I've never known you to not give it, what would you power rank the West Conference at right now? Would you put the Lakers as the fourth or fifth best team, or do you think they're actually the eighth best team in a loaded conference?
They're definitely not the eighth best team. I think clearly the Nuggets are number one. We'll start there. You got an argument for two.
Oh, my God.
You do.
Oh, my
you
God. Do. You just told everybody you're objective and you're
Homer.
And you just made the Lakers the facto second seed in the West. Come on, Mark.
So if the Lakers play OKC in a playoff matchup, who are you taking?
I would take OKC, but really? I'm bad in that regard. Well, one, like, yes, I know the size advantage favors the Lakers, and that's a massive understatement. But AD's got a gimpy back, and they have to hold up seven games with these, like, young guys, like, trying to run them off the court. And so the best argument for the Lakers is that they're going to control the series. They're going to basically do it early, and they can win in five. Because if it gets to seven, I just like the Thunder. If it gets to six, I like the Thunder. If it gets to seven, then it's anybody's game versus, like, old ass LeBron versus LeBron's game seven experience and trying to knock off the King.
But yeah, no, the way I look at it is I'm looking at it as if the Lakers play anybody in the West in a seven game series, who am I taking? And the Nuggets are the only team that I probably wouldn't pick the Lakers to win a series against in the West. I think, like you mentioned, OKC, they're too small. They're young. They don't have no experience really in the playoffs. Minnesota has a little experience, but I'm not buying Minnesota. He's coming back, but he's not the same right now. The jury's still out for me. You know, you go down the line. I mean, the Clippers, are you buying the Clippers? I don't know. I mean, I just don't see nobody outside of Denver that I can say for sure they're beating the Lakers in a seven game series.
All right. We'll do more of this on Wednesday, but I've got to go to the tape after you just said this.
That's fine.
Odds for the Western Conference. The Nuggets are plus 120, and your beloved Lakers are plus 1,400. There are five teams in between. So the Lakers have, what, the seventh best odds? And you're telling me they're the second best team. And so you're rushing right now. You're Absolutely. Rushing to get your action in on the Lakers to win the conference at plus 1,400.
I've already put in a bet that they're going to win the NBA Finals, Toby.
Plus 2,500 to win the NBA Finals. Well, Lakers fan over here.
I got it like at 28. I did it a couple weeks ago. I got it at 2,800.
2,800. So Clippers plus 650, Thunder plus 650, the Mavericks plus 650, the Suns plus 850, the Timberwolves plus 900. And then you get to the Lakers, and then Warriors, Pelicans, Kings are all 3,000 plus. And so the Lakers have gotten just enough respect to be slightly above the Warriors, Pelicans, and the Kings, but not in that class above them. And you're telling me that they're the second best team.
Absolutely, Toby. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't even know where to go from here. So, like, when we get to our picks, do I assume I have four Lakers picks coming my way? You're just backing up the truck, backing up this team every chance you get.
I got a couple picks. I got a couple Lakers picks in the bag. But what I do find fascinating is, to go off the Lakers real quick, the Mavs have the third best odds to win the championship. That's an eyebrow raiser right there. And I like the Mavs. I think they are a legit threat, but I did not expect them to have the third best odds to win the championship.
I think that's a great point because I don't quite understand that line. Like, if they're going to be even with the Clippers and the Thunder to win the conference, why would they have such better odds than those two teams to win the championship? Like, that's some, like, 3D level chess where you're like, well, you know, 2 months from now, when we get to the NBA Finals, I would like the Mavericks matchup over, you know, the presumptive Celtics over those other two teams. Like, I would look at the other two teams as value plays. If they're equally likely to come out of the conference, then you're getting better odds to win the championship. I think the Mavericks, like, they're not demonstrably better than the Thunder and the Clippers if they get to the finals themselves.
Yeah, yeah, that's fascinating, especially the fact that the Mavs have the third best odds to win the championship, and the Clippers have the fourth best odds and they're both playing each other in the first round. So yeah. One of those two teams are going to be gone, and they both have top four odds to win the championship.
Well, that is a place. I really want to talk more about this Wednesday. Because the thing is, like, we need to know where the Lakers land.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Lakers, I think, will shift these odds, and we'll revisit this on Wednesday's show to see if we're right. But, like, there's some level of value arbitrage on the Western Conference winner, right? Because, like, the Mavericks and the Clippers are two of the top four odds, and one of them is going to knock the other one out. So, if you just have a lean there, you're better off betting that team for the conference win now, because theoretically those are going to go down to, like, plus 250 based on whoever wins that matchup.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you have a lean in Clippers Mavericks? Getting way ahead of ourselves?
We're doing it now?
Just a little tease for everybody. We got seven other series to talk about on Wednesday. Yeah, just do this one.
I'm leaning Dallas for sure. I love the momentum they have right now. They won 17 of their last, I think, 19 games. And it seems like Kyrie and Luka are figuring things out. At first, it was kind of more of a your turn, my turn type thing. Now it feels like they're doing it more within the flow of the game. I love them picking up Gafford at the trade deadline to add some size there and some athleticism, you know, with him and Lively. I think that's really the thing that really kind of put them over the top, because they've always kind of been weak inside. So adding that, and they're actually playing defense. You know, since the All-Star break, they're one of the best defensive teams in the league, which may be surprising to a lot of people. That's why they're winning a lot of these games. You know, you look at Kyrie and Luka both scoring 30 points, and you get enamored by that, the flash. But it's really them on the defensive side of the ball that really makes me intrigued with this team right now.
Completely off topic, but has Luka replaced Steph as the must-watch pregame guy? Like, have you seen these highlights that are coming across, like banking it off of the scoreboard and like kicking the ball back heel for alley-oops? Like, it feels like you have to get there for the real show, which is before the tip.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, he just has that flair, that magic to him. You know, it's Luka magic, baby. So he's definitely one of my favorite players to watch on a night-in and night-out basis.
I'm unsurprisingly, because it's probably the closest matchup that we're going to see, except for if the Nuggets and Lakers play as the top two teams of the conference, according to one particular pundit who has a mic for some reason right now. But outside of that matchup, this has to be the closest matchup in the first round of the playoffs. And to me, it doesn't come down to Luka, because I feel like we kind of know what we're going to get out of Luka. Like, you're gonna get a lot of ball dominance, and you're going to get, you know, damn near 40 points and a bunch of contributing stats around it, unless Kyrie can shut him down. So to me, this comes down to Kyrie. Like, can Kyrie dial back the clock, hold back all the defensive stops? And if Luka, like, gets the ball out of his hands, gets frustrated, is held into, like, the 20s, and we have to make this a moratorium on Kyrie's future instead of on whether Luka and his heliocentricity can carry a team to a conference final, I think that is the best pass for the Clippers. And I just don't know. Like, does Kyrie still have that gear? Once we have the answer to that, I think in games one or two, the rest of the series will become a lot clearer.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. And then also, what Kawhi are we getting? We haven't seen him play basketball in, what, 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. And because of that, like, that one's particularly hard to handicap. Like, I think that a lot of money is going to pour in the Mavericks, and we're seeing it in their championship odds. Like, we're already, that reflects that, you know, public money is on the Mavericks because they do have better chances to win than their contemporaries like the Thunder and the Clippers. But as your friend Martin Weiss says, he always wants to be on the other side of the public. And I think there are real arguments that the Clippers could win this. Like, we have some recency bias, because if the playoffs had started in February, like, the Clippers would have been where you have the Lakers as the second best team in the West. And it's just a matter of, what's their true form? Is their true form the team that was super struggling at the beginning of the year, then became world beaters, and is now somewhere in between? Like, what is their actual shape that is going to take place this spring?
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating matchup. I like the coaching matchup here, too. You know, Ty Lue versus Jason Kidd, two former players in the league, obviously, both played the guard position. So I think that'll be fun to watch as well.
Well, all right. Since we're going to talk a bunch more Lakers in our picks, let's not go ahead and drag this out. Let's go ahead and get into them so we can hear how the second best team in the Western Conference is going to dominate on Tuesday night right after this.
You know, when the conversation turns tampers, I always go with my number one as Caesars. Let's talk about them a little bit, shall we? Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns rewards credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using this code. Listen up, OmahaFull. The word Omaha and the word full. And then you place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. If you keep those winnings, but if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Mark, let's go ahead and play Heart, Head, Heat, or Cred, since I took down Brett last week, 15.8 to 12.9, and I am 3-0 against you, my friend. I will claim honors. How's it feel to be 0-3 against me? You got any things in your own sporting background that might make you feel better about that?
I feel like Patrick Mahomes against Joe Burrow. He was 0-3 against Joe Burrow. Then that fourth one, he beat him in the AFC Championship game last year. So I think I'm going down the same path here.
Well, it's going to be hard to beat Mahomes as the rest of the league is found, but I'm going to give it my damnedest with three NBA picks. Well, I'm actually going to start in the world of hockey because today, Mark, I am going to bookend my picks with paying high respect to legends. And for the Heart, I am going to take the Penguins money line tonight at -130. And this is all about Sid the Kid getting it done and trying to will this team into the playoffs. This is game 81. It is a must win for the Penguins as they fight tooth and nail to make it into that 8 seed. He's carried them to win 7 of their last 10 and a bunch of nail biters, a bunch of shootouts and OTs and one goal wins. So I'm going to go with the money line instead of the puck line, but they have to get it done in order to take it to game 82. Nashville's locked into a wild card spot and that's who they're playing against. So they don't have to press quite as hard. I say we see him ratchet it up, turn back the clock, get the drama into the last puck drop of the season by getting the W tonight at -130.
Okay. I'm gonna keep that in my back pocket. I may tell you on that one.
You're tailing my cred pick. I already know it, but you don't know it yet. Go ahead and give us your hard pick, Lakers fan.
All right. So no surprise here. Lakers money line against the Pelicans. It's just a bad matchup for New Orleans. You saw it yesterday. LeBron just completely took Zion out of the game. They got too much size for him, too much versatility, too much experience. So I think they get the job done. They're not going to play around with that second elimination game on Friday. And then you got the short rest. LeBron wants these 3 to 4 days off. So I think they come with the same energy. It'll be closer than the game we saw yesterday, but still take the Lakers to win on the money line. And I'm pairing that with LeBron over on assist. I know he had the crazy assist game yesterday, said 8.5. I think he goes over again. I think you see not that many assists. Like he had, what, 17 or something crazy Sunday. But I think he does go over 8.5. I got both of these at plus 184.
You're killing me, Lemon Pepper Parlay. The reason I didn't take the Lakers in my hard pick is I knew you were going to, and I was going to be able to tail it and also sneak in the Penguins. Now you got me parlaying with his assists. I've got to stay away from that. 8.5 is a big line for LeBron to hit. I know he had, 17 the other day, but we can see him score in 35 or 40 and not distributing as much, particularly if AD limps out of this game. And so I thought I had an easy tail on you. Now I got to rethink my whole strategy.
See, man, there you go. You're assuming too much, man.
I assumed you just wanted to win instead of really chasing after. But I've listened to you and Martin talk enough. I should have known better. So our Wednesday show for the listeners at home will be recorded on Wednesday night. We will be releasing that overnight Wednesday and Thursday. So games up until Wednesday are in play for today's show. And I am taking advantage of that by taking the Bulls -3 at -110 on my head selection. And you know what, Mark? This is your fault. You're the one who turned me on to this, your very first appearance on Trendy, of exactly how historically bad the Hawks are against the spread. They are so horrible against the spread. They have been all year. I've been profiting from it ever since you pointed it out to me in like November. And this is my last chance all year to jump on it. And I'm going to. I'm not going to miss that opportunity. They have only covered at 35% this year. Got one more time to fail to do that on Wednesday night. I know that it's the play-in. My feed keeps getting flooded with Trae Young trade stories, which is like, you guys are still playing. You're still playing, and somebody is leaking to reporters over and over again, and the guys can get moved in the offseason. That is not a good sign for what's going to happen on Wednesday. And the other team I bet against a lot this year is the Bulls, but unlike the Hawks, they have cost me money. I'd like them to make some of that back for me. I think they do, -3, -110.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. Yeah, you're welcome on the Atlanta Hawks, by the way. I'm glad I can help you win some money doing that.
Oh, they're horrible. I'm just getting, I get to do it one more time.
All right. So for my head pick, no parlay here. Sacramento Kings +2.5 against the Warriors.
Woo! Oh, that's it, huh?
Yep, that's it. Because look at these last three matchups. They've all been decided by 1 point, Toby. The last game in January was 134-133, 124-123 in November. And then another game in November was 102-101. These two teams love to play tight, high-scoring games. The Warriors probably still win this game, but I don't think it's going to be by more than 3 points. Then you're going to see another nail-biter to the very end, and I like the Kings with the points here.
That is a very interesting play. I will give you that. I feel like the public is taking some of the same stance I am, and like you back the legends against some of these upstarts. Like I just took Sid the Kid. I've got some LeBron stuff coming and not like kind of fading Steph a little bit here against the Kings. Very interesting. Very interesting. I'll have to think that one through because the Warriors are not the Warriors, but they still are the Warriors when it comes to people laying down money on them. Like they still see if you're going to put action on the Warriors versus Kings and it's kind of like the incumbency advantage in politics, people are going to back the Warriors kind of blindly. And this is not, you know, the 16-17 Warriors team, to put it lightly. Like, they have not finished the year strong, and it's going to have to take a miracle from Steph to really carry them out of the play-in tournament into the actual dance.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think they're very vulnerable. Like I said, I think they win this game, but I don't believe it's a foregone conclusion like many may think. You know, we're leaning on the experience, championship, pedigree, all of those fancy terms. I get all of that, but these two teams played a 7-game series last year. It took Steph scoring 50 points in game 7 to push that game out of reach in the fourth quarter. This game can go either way. I would not be surprised if the Kings win this game, especially considering it's at home. It's going to be a rocking, hostile environment. I don't know, man. Okay. I think people are getting a little too ahead of themselves. I'm thinking the Warriors are just a foregone conclusion here.
Man, what a bad – well, not a bad break. The Pelicans earned their way into this, right? Like, by losing out that six seed, they have to go through LeBron, Steph, and this Kings team to make it in. Like, that was a big deal falling from 6-7.
Yeah.
Poor guys. All right, so the playoffs is also the place where the game really slows down. And so my heater this week is I will be playing playoff unders. Overs make friends, unders make money, Mark, as I've told you many times before. People love to bet playoff overs, and the pace of play and the number of possessions and the number of foul calls starts to cause some of these lines to be driven down on both the game lines and the player prop lines. And so I didn't see any of the game lines in the play-in tournament that stood out for me. I love taking Lakers unders, as you well know, but at 224.5, like, there's just no value there. Like, you know, I think the Lakers are capable of a 115, 120 performance. And unless you really think they're going to blow out the Pelicans, that's going to sail over 224 to 225. And so I stayed away from that one, but I did find one I love. And it's DeMar DeRozan is currently listed at 36.5 for points and assists at -123 at Caesars. And that is a big number, Mark. Like, that is a big number for a non-superstar. I know that, like, LeBron and Luka and Steph kind of start putting funhouse mirrors to some of these over-under totals.
Hold on, this is just points and assists, not rebounds?
No rebounds, just points and assists. Now you're catching up, right? Like, these are just way, way too big of numbers for, like, a non-superstar to put that up and just assume he's going to hit it.
So, they're saying he has to score at least 30 points.
Well, even so, like, that's interesting. What I have here in my notes, Mark, is that he could get 30 and easily not hit this number. In fact, he scored at least 30 points and not gone over 36.5 in 4 of his last 8 games. And so, like, even at 30, he's not safe to hit this number. And he's definitely not a lock for 30 with playoff defense and playoff pace. Not only that, he failed to hit 36.5 in 86% of his regular season games this year and 82% of his regular season games in 2022. So that's when you're talking about more free scoring, less defense, et cetera, and so forth. Now he's got to play a playoff game against, admittedly, the Hawks. I think the Hawks are the wild card here. Like, the Hawks could allow him to, like, drop 35 or 40 and get past this. But you're talking about almost an even money proposition that he's not going to put up a massive number that he usually does not hit just because he's been hot in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, that's a very sharp play. I commend you on that. I'll definitely keep that one in my thoughts.
All right. Well, I'll keep it in my prayers and then we'll be fully covered. What heater are you playing this week?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to look on the opposite side of you here. And I know the game slows down and I get all of that. But with the variance of the three-point shot in today's game, I think it's still worth a stab at looking at these overs. And starting with the Lakers, you know, you were a little scared about that one because you said there's no value in the under. And I agree. That's why I'm going over here because they may very well score 120 in this game. And at that point, you're just asking the Pelicans to score a little bit over 100 points, which in today's NBA, it's nothing. So I'm going to start with the over, start with the Lakers game, and I'm gonna ride it out, man. I think you're gonna be surprised in this year's playoffs with the overs.
Yeah, Lakers, if they are able to control this game and get into, like, the 110s, 115s, I think that's an excellent bet. And then the Pelicans have been covering machines lately, particularly at home. So on the over-unders. And so as Zion has been better offensively, but it's never going to be a world beater defensively, and neither is that team, and then the overs have been hitting quite a bit, particularly at games played in New Orleans. I'm not mad at that one at all. As I said, I stayed away because I was a little bit scared of that one, as I usually play Lakers unders. What I am not scared of, and the one that I think you're probably going to tail unless you jump on that DeMar DeRozan bet, is I'm backing another legend. I back Sid the Kid, and I am backing LeBron. I know he's your guy. I know I'm playing to his base right here, but there's a LeBron SGP that feels like outstanding value to me that would take a abnormal performance to not hit. And so all LeBron stats, he gets one steal, he gets one made three, he gets 20 points, and he gets 4 rebounds. So those are the 4 categories in the SGP, and that gets you all the way down to -115. And so the only one that actually made me nervous of that, because he's ratcheted up his defense. He got five swipes the other day against the same Pelicans team. He has a steal in each of his last five games as they got more serious about their seeding chances. 20 points and four rebounds speaks for itself. Like, you can look at LeBron's career averages and see why I can't just like hand wave and say that's automatic, but it's about as automatic as an NBA player gets. Is LeBron to hit those two numbers. So then it just comes down to made threes. And you've watched his career even closer than I have, Mark, particularly the Lakers segment of it. He has been, it seemed my eye test, that when it comes to the playoffs, he shoots a lot more threes. And so then I looked at the number just out of curiosity, and the numbers did back up the eye test. Last year, he averaged 5 attempts in the regular season. That got all the way up to 6.6 attempts a game in the playoffs. And so if LeBron's going to shoot 5 or 6 threes, I know he's not, you know, Steph, but I feel dang confident that he'll knock down one of them. So to feel like I'm only really riding one category to get down to minus 115 if he's going to get 6 attempts, particularly if AD kind of has to pick his spots because of his back, I love this bet, and that's why I'm putting 2 units on it.
Yeah, I like it a lot too, and I may or may not tell that one. We'll see.
Oh, wow. Tease the audience. Give me your cred pick while I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, so I'm going back to that Hawks-Chicago game, and I'm going to play a bull as well, but I'm actually going with his over. How about Kobe White over on threes made at 2.5 at plus money, plus 116? You know, I'm looking at the volume here. This guy gets up 7 threes a game on the year. He gets him up. A career high in three-point attempts. Last year, he only got up 4.6 per game. Now he's up to 7, and he makes 2.5 of them. So right on the number. You got to make 3, obviously. And I think in this game against the Hawks, who's a very, very bad defensive team, I do think he'll be able to at least make 3 threes. And I love it at plus money. I think the value there is really good for something that I think is really going to happen.
Yeah, the Hawks' perimeter defense is terrible. Like, not only do you have Trae Young out there, like, they blow their screen switches over and over again. All right, that's damn good. But you know what, Mark? I'm going to try to separate myself from you early. I am fading your Kings pick, because there's not just 10 men on an NBA court. There's also some people in black and white stripes. And I believe heavily that they would rather see the Warriors play an extra game than the Kings. So I think the Warriors are going to end up covering that game. I think we might see some suspicious whistling. Not to think the league would ever possibly do that to Sacramento, right, Lakers fan? We see a little history repeating itself. Warriors cover that game. So I am failing you here on a Monday. What are you going to do?
I'm telling you, LeBron play.
Yeah, I knew it. See, I caught it early.
Yeah, I'm 100% behind that one. I think that's pretty much a layup, I would say.
All right, well, you want to go wild and help Vegas build casinos? They were looking at Lakers over, LeBron over 8.5 assists, Lakers to cover, and those 3 stat categories. And I bet you're looking at like a 600-700 parlay that is can't miss for the second best team in the Western Conference, right, Mark?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Consider the source. All right. Let's go ahead and give our sponsors a little bit more love. Do the Second Guess Express and get Mark ready for Tuesday night's action.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
All right, we are back, and it is time to play the Second Guess Express. I probably shouldn't be on you too much. Like, you are having a hell of a year with the Chiefs winning it. Like, your homerism's actually been paying off for you, so I think it could pay off again for you.
Is it being a homer if I was right?
It's not being a homer if you'll put your own money on it. I will say that. Like, if you have non-emotional stakes, it's no longer homerism because, you know, you're going ahead and putting your money where your mouth is, and I know you've already done that.
Yep, I definitely did with the Chiefs, and I did with the Lakers. So there we go.
Yeah, spending those Chiefs winnings on the second best team of the conference to win the title. I still can't get over that. All right, what do you have for your Second Guess Express?
for my second guest express Heat money line against the Sixers. You know, Embiid's back. Everybody's on the Sixers now. Are they the biggest threat to the Celtics? You're hearing all of that. The Heat have been, you know, pretty lethargic throughout the regular season, like they always are. And then for some reason, this time of year, they just always flip a switch. These undrafted guys start making shots out of nowhere. Guys you never heard of. Jimmy Butler turns into Michael Jordan all of a sudden. And they're playing against a former team, right? He's playing against the Sixers in Philly. So Philly should win by all accounts, but I would not be shocked if the Heat culture came through and just shocked everybody and won this game.
Plus 170 is excellent value. It is excellent value. If they could stretch out and beat out into the perimeter, and I think Bam can do that a little bit and make him chase. Jimmy has the ball in his hands, and they just need to work and beat. I mean, like, it's basketball, right? Like, there's no reason to take mercy here. Like, they need to run that guy 50 feet wide, 94 feet long, make him bang into bodies over and over again, go through screens, go over screens, get him in switches. Like, he doesn't look like his, you know, formidable self right now. They just need to bang the hell out of him, which I think is exactly what Spoelstra will do, since Spoelstra is one of the best two or three coaches in the league. And to get plus 170 for the Sixers, who isn't even a must-win game for them. Like, the Sixers, because they can host the winner of the 9-10 the next time, like, don't even have to die on this hill. So I think plus 170 for the team that has, like, far exceeded their regular season over and over and over and over again. It's no longer, you know, a bug. It's a feature of how the Heat are set up. And so I think plus 170 is crazy for that game. I am with you on that bet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not much to add to that. For my second guest, Mark, I know this isn't your thing, but I want to have a little bit of fun for the audience at home, because we aren't taping again until Wednesday night. I've got the full Champions League in my disposal. So on Covered in Glory, we went over Arsenal and Bayern, as well as City and Real, because these games are so incredible. We skipped our usual format and covered Champions League games instead to give it a little bit more color and have a little bit more fun. I am going to play all of these teams: Barcelona, PSG, Bayern, Arsenal, Man City, Real Madrid. So even a non-footy fan like yourself, Mark, probably have heard of these teams. They're arguably the six most famous teams in the world, along with Manchester United. Like, very, very famous teams. They're all playing Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm going to bet on each of them to score. And it's a six-way parlay that each team will score, and it's plus 247. So these teams all played in the first leg last week. All six teams not only scored, all of them scored multiple goals, and they split 15 goals among the six sides. And so the second leg will tend to be a little bit tighter, and the odds kind of reflect that. Like, both the score odds have gone down. But you get to bet on the most expensive, most explosive players in all of the world playing a must-win match in the world's biggest stage outside of the World Cup. And I think all of them will get one across the line. And so plus 247, and you have a lot of action on a lot of games with great odds.
That's a lot of rich blood right there. You know, you got all these prestigious clubs involved in the play. Good value. As you mentioned, obviously the matches should be a lot closer this time around, but I still think that's pretty good value you got there, considering they all did score multiple goals in their last match. So, you know, they're feeling good right now. So, yeah, that's a pretty good play.
Yeah, and look, you're a giant Kansas fan, so you have a reason to watch college basketball because of Rock Hawk Jayhawk, although you had to turn it off early this year. But, like, one of the great things about the tournament is people love to gamble on sports in the middle of the afternoon. Come over to soccer, friends. You've got the best teams in the world playing in the highest stakes competition on 3 o'clock on a Tuesday and Wednesday. Turn it on, fire up Caesars, get down on some action. It's just like the tournament.
Maybe I should just tell you, just blindly tell you, because, you know, you're obviously way more involved in the soccer world than me, so I could just trust your expertise here.
Yeah, listen to Covered in Glory. We have you guys covered this week, but get in on it. It's super fun. And you don't know less about, like, a City Real Madrid game than you know against, like, a 5-12 game between two mid-major conferences. Like, you convince yourself that you know a lot about it, but you didn't watch the MAC this year, and you still have an opinion on it. Do the same thing for soccer. Join us. It's fun. What are you guys going to be doing on Lemon Pepper Parlay this week, Mark?
Yeah, so obviously we're going to talk about the play-in. We're going to do a little bit of NBA playoffs preview. Obviously, we don't know the matchups yet, but, you know, we can assume what we think is going to happen there. Some MVP talk. Obviously, Jokic is the clear favorite, but Martin, he's been on the Anthony Edwards train. He's wondering why he's not getting more talk for a guy that held it down while Cat was out. They were still in the race for the one seed. So we'll get into all of that stuff.
Do Defensive Player of the Year just for me, please.
Okay, I'll make sure we have that in there for you.
Yeah, come on. Wemby has such an argument at this point, like for what he did in the back half of the year. I don't know if voters are going to recognize it, but I want to hear y'all's take.
Yeah, but isn't that – don't you feel like that record – that award, you got to kind of have a decent record for to have, like, the impact. Like, your defense actually helped you win games.
I don't know. Like
it's not like rookie of the year. Like rookie of the year, they don't care. Like you can suck and still win rookie of the year. I feel like defensive player of the year, you gotta have to have some wins, I feel like.
It's a decent argument, given that, like, you know, defense wins championships or whatever the sayings might be. And you think that the team would lead itself to more impact. But you don't often have an alien blocking seven shots in a game. And so, like, sometimes history has to be thrown out the window to recognize what we just watched. Or, like, give it to Gobert, give it to one of these other guys, because you know what? Nobody's winning it again for the next 10 years. Like, Wemby is about to go on a decade-long run with that. The Spurs are never going to be this bad again unless he gets injured. Like, there's not going to be a bigger defensive impactful player in the league for the foreseeable future unless he has some cousin that's 7'7" that's about to come over.
Maybe Chet can steal a couple here and there, too.
No way. No way. Without injury, like, I've been giving out Chet bets all year. Like, I'm a Chet fan. But in terms of defensive impact, we're talking about the Lakers wanting to draw the Thunder specifically so they could go at Chet. Specifically so LeBron can put his shoulder into Chet, so that AD can put his shoulder into Chet and knock the guy into the stance and lay the ball in.
There ain't nobody on earth who says,
I want to go at Wemby.
Wemby can't win it every single year, is all I'm saying. That's all.
I mean, like, that's true. Like, Jordan didn't win every MVP, but we all knew who the best guy in the league was. Like, Karl Malone might sneak one in. Bartley.
That's
might
what
sneak
I'm
one
saying. Chet's gonna steal one or two. That's all I'm saying.
No way. I don't think it's gonna be Chet. Like, the guy's gonna get targeted. He's got to put on a lot more weight. But he does have a beautiful singing voice, as I learned from all the millions of times I saw that commercial on March Madness. Here at the rest of the network, we'll have Hench later in the week. I believe our old friend Jeff Swartz is stopping by -3 today, so make sure that you check that out. Mark and I will be continuing our battle on Trendy. And if I've talked you into footy, if I've talked you into midday gambling on Tuesday and Wednesday, make sure on Thursday you turn into Covered in Glory to see how you can take your newfound hobby into the weekend. So, Mark, anything else you want to say about the Lakers before we reconvene on Wednesday night, or have you already said the craziest thing on your mind?
They're the second best team in the Western Conference. You're going to find out.
I can't wait.
They may be the first because they're going to play Denver in the first round. So we'll see.
They may be the first. Yeah, we got to turn off your mic before this gets too hot. Enjoy all the action, everybody. We'll see you on Wednesday night. Take care, everyone.